Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. BJP wins Delhi Assembly polls after 30 years. Aam Aadmi Party faces defeat. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi grateful to Delhiites for their mandate given to the party in the Delhi Assembly polls. AAP accepts people's mandate. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio says BJP's victory in Delhi polls reflects people's trust in the vision and leadership of the party. And MLA Achumbemo Kikon says Bhandari subdivision needs wildlife wing office to manage elephant menace. Now the news in detail. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has secured a decisive victory in the Delhi Assembly polls after nearly three decades, defeating the incumbent Aam Aadmi Party, AAP. The BJP has won 47 seats, while Aam Aadmi Party has secured 22 seats in the 70-member Delhi National Capital Territory Assembly election. Results are declared for 69 seats, while counting is still going on for one seat. The third contender, Congress, has been wiped out. Prominent winners from BJP include Parvesh Sahib Singh from New Delhi, Vijender Gupta from Rohini, Arvinder Singh Lovely from Gandhinagar, Shikha Roy from Greater Kailash, and Harish Khurana from Moti Nagar. Prominent successful AAP candidates include Atishi from Kalkaji, Somdath from Sadar Bazar, Gopal Rai in Babarpur, Kuldeep Kumar in the Kondli seat, Imran Hussain in Balimaran, and Sahiram from Tughlakabad. The notable faces who conceded defeat include senior AAP leaders Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and Saurabh Bhardwaj, Durgesh Pathak, Awat Ojha and Jitendra Singh Shanti, Congress's Sandeep Dixit and BJP's Ramesh Bidhuri and Rajkumar Anand. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has thanked Delhi's people for their mandate given to the party in the Delhi Assembly polls. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he bowed to Delhiites for their resounding and historic mandate to the party. Mr. Modi said that it is BJP's guarantee that the party will leave no stone unturned in developing Delhi, improving the overall quality of life for the people, and ensuring that Delhi has a prime role to play in building a Viksit Bharat. Prime Minister Modi has also lauded the party workers' efforts in winning the Delhi Assembly polls. Mr. Modi said he is proud of all party workers who have worked very hard, leading to this outstanding result. The Prime Minister added that the BJP will work even more vigorously and serve the wonderful people of Delhi. Senior BJP leader Bejayant J. Panda has said that the biggest reason for his party's victory is the guarantee of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He told media that people believe that the promises made in the BJP manifesto will be fulfilled. He said people want a change in Delhi for its development.
प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के जो गारंटी है कि बीजेपी के संकल्प पत्र में वादे पूरे होंगे इस पर लोगों का अटूट विश्वास है और यही सबसे बड़ा कारण है कि हम जीत के आए और जो आपदा थोपा हुआ था दिल्ली पर पिछले 12 साल जिस प्रकार के भ्रष्टाचार विकास का नाम ही नहीं था इसको लोग बदलना चाहते थे
Aam Aadmi Party's national convener Arvind Kejriwal said that the party has accepted the result of the Delhi Assembly polls and also respects the mandate given by the people. He also extended wishes to the Bharatiya Janata Party for its victory. Mr. Kejriwal expressed confidence that BJP will fulfill people's aspirations for what they were chosen.
जनता का जो भी निर्णय है जनता का जो भी फैसला है उसे हम पूरी विनम्रता के साथ स्वीकार करते हैं जनता का निर्णय सर माथे पर मैं भारतीय जनता पार्टी को इस जीत के लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं और मैं उम्मीद करता हूं कि जिस उम्मीद के साथ और जिस आशा के साथ लोगों ने उनको बहुमत दिया है वो उन सभी उम्मीदों और आशाओं पर पूरा उतरेंगे
Senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Delhi Chief Minister Atishi thanked the people of the Kalkaji constituency for giving a mandate to her. Briefing the media in New Delhi after her victory in the Delhi Assembly polls, she said that the party accepts the people's mandate. She also thanked the party workers for their campaign in the elections.
सबसे पहले तो मैं कालकाजी विधानसभा की जनता का धन्यवाद करना चाहती हूँ जिन्होंने मुझ पर भरोसा दिखाया मैं अपनी पूरी टीम का धन्यवाद करना चाहती हूँ जिन्होंने बाहुबल गुंडागर्दी मार पिटाई का सामना भी करते हुए जमीनी स्तर पर मेहनत करी और जनता तक पहुँचे बाकी दिल्ली की जनता का जनादेश है हमें जनादेश स्वीकार है
Reacting on the trends, senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi said, people voted for change in Delhi Assembly polls, she said that Congress will introspect about results.
People wanted change. They were fed up of the way things were and they wanted change. I suppose they have voted for change. My congratulations to all those who have won. And for the rest of us, it just means we have to work harder and we have to stay there, be on the ground and be responsive to the people's issues.
Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo has congratulated BJP on winning Delhi Assembly elections. In a social media post, Mr. Ryo said that the victory reflects people's trust in the vision and leadership of the party. Congratulating Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP President JP Nadda, Mr. Ryo said that under their leadership, a new era of development has begun. Senior BJP leader and Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Y. Paton has congratulated each and every BJP karyakarta for the historic victory of BJP in the Delhi Assembly election. Mr. Paton said the BJP's win is an achievement 27 years in the making. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. MLA and Chairman SDP DB Bhandari Achumbemokikon has said that Bhandari subdivision is in need of Wildlife Wing Office to help manage elephant menace and reduce man-elephant conflicts. He said this during monthly SDP DB meeting of Bhandari yesterday. He added that lack of manpower in Forest Department offices of subdivision to man large area is another concern. The MLA emphasized that requisition of land for construction of the proposed Bhandari subdivision office complex will be done as outright purchase and purchase of land will be done under existing government rate. The House deliberated on matter of geotagging, stating that GPS coordination shows various areas of Bhandari subdivision under Assam jurisdiction. In a boost for the Congress Party in Nagaland, a group of National People's Party NPP leaders, led by its State Minority Department President Sudesh Bhagat and General Secretary Organization NPYF Mr. Jasir Meru, along with 13 members, today officially joined the Congress Party at Congress Bhavan, Dimapur. Chairperson of Communications Department, Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee, NPCC, Yangur Longkumar, in a press statement said a short event was held to welcome the new entrants. The event was attended by NPCC General Secretary in Charge for Dimapur, Elchuba Yumchunga, Minority Department Chairman Javed Sarwar, Dimapur, DCC President Kutoho Chishi, and others. The Lotha Middle Range Public Organization has strongly condemned the rape of a minor girl from Pangti village. Calling it a grave violation of human rights, the organization urged authorities to take strict action under the POCSO Act 2012. Expressing solidarity with the victim's family, it vowed to ensure justice and called on community leaders and organizations to support the family during this difficult time. India has achieved a historic milestone by surpassing 100 gigawatts of installed solar power capacity, reinforcing its position as a global leader in renewable energy. The Ministry of New and Renewable Energy said in a statement that this achievement is a testament to the nation's commitment to a cleaner, greener future. It marks a significant step toward realizing the ambitious target of 500 gigawatt of non-fossil fuel-based energy capacity by 2030, set by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Minister of New and Renewable Energy, Pralhad Joshi, said that India's energy journey over the past 10 years has been historic and inspiring. He mentioned that initiatives like solar panels, solar parks and rooftop solar projects have brought about revolutionary changes. He added that India is not only becoming self-reliant, but is also showing the world a new path in the field of green energy. To end the news, the headlines again. BJP wins Delhi Assembly polls after 30 years, Aam Aadmi Party faces defeat. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi grateful to Delhiites for their mandate given to the party in the Delhi Assembly polls. AAP accepts people's mandate. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo says BJP's victory in Delhi polls reflects people's trust in the vision and leadership of the party. And MLA Achumbemokikon says Bhandari subdivision needs Wildlife Wing Office to manage elephant menace. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a good night.